Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be giving the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for chicken lettuce wraps with cashews.
Wow. You like the lettuce wraps.
Love the lettuce wraps. Love them because they don't smell like those...
Tortillas smell?
Well, tortillas smell, but not as bad as those... What's the things that the Asian wraps are? Those things, they're
the
soft.
The clear ones?
The clear ones? They
yeah,
stink.
What are they?
I don't know
That's
what they're made out
material.
Of. But it stinks. It's a great, it has the perfect constituency of holding food together, but it just,
but
you got to hold your nose.
Yeah, it's see-through.
I like that.
You do?
I like the see-through. It's clear.
Kind of.
I like it. Anyway, this recipe should only take about 20 minutes. It may take me 20 minutes to get it out today, but, but at least it'll take you 20 minutes to cook. You're going to need a little bit of soy sauce, about 3 tablespoons. You're going to need a little bit of honey. A little honey, Lee. You like that.
Honey is always good.
A couple of tablespoons of honey, some canola oil as well. You're going to get about 1.5 pounds of boneless chicken. The breast, you're going to have to cut that. Very difficult. I don't know. That's not a job. Pass that job off to your wife or your kid to cut the boneless chicken breast up as well. And you're going to need some garlic, a couple of cloves, a tablespoon of grated ginger as well, some scallions, a bunch of scallions. You're going to trim them and slice them up into little pieces. And an 8-ounce can of sliced water chestnuts is also going to be part of this recipe.
No, do not use water
chestnuts. I love them. I love them. They're great. You only get them with Asian foods. Quarter cup of roasted unsalted cashews or salted, you know, it depends. And you're going to get some Boston or bib lettuce as well, and you're going to separate those out the leaves. You're going to leave that for later on.
Bib lettuce, not romaine.
No, the bib, the kind of like fluffy, it's kind of fluffy and it's soft. That's what you need, not the romaine. You know, you can probably roll with romaine, but when you're talking about lettuce wraps, Lee, you got to put this stuff into the... All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to get the soy sauce and the honey. Going to put that together and put that aside. Put that, let that just mix up
a
little bit.
So you don't cook that?
A little bit of it you do. And then you're going to use just a little bit. Going to get the oil, heat up the oil in a large skillet. You're going to put the chicken on there. You're going to season the chicken with some pepper and some salt. And you're going to let that cook for 3 or 4 minutes. You know, it always says 3 or 4 minutes.
It's always longer.
Much longer. It's more like 10.
Yeah.
Because who wants to eat chicken that's
rare?
That's rare.
Does anybody eat rare chicken?
I know.
I don't think so.
So then you're going to lower the heat a little bit. You're going to stir in some of the garlic and the ginger. You're going to have that ginger grated up. And you're going to add scallions into that as well. And you're going to let that cook a little bit. Then you're going to throw in the water chestnuts. By now, you're getting some water into the mixture. It's creating a little bit of fluid into this, especially with the water chestnuts. And you're going to add that mixture, about half of it, the soy and the honey. You're going to add about a half of that stuff to it. And then you're going to continue cooking that in. And then you're going to add in, at the very end, you're going to cook that for another 4 minutes. You're going to add in the cashew nuts. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take the lettuce leaves out, and you're going to put the chicken over that. And then you're going to use that soy sauce and the honey and put that and drizzle that over it as well towards the end.
And wrap it around in the leaf.
Right. Now, if you want to make this a little bit more filling, if this isn't enough for you, Lee.
Add rice. I add rice to everything.
Add rice.
It becomes a burrito.
Brown.
Brown rice.
Brown
it's
rice.
A burrito.
And if you want, don't even use lettuce. Use a burrito wrap, and you can make it a wrap. A burrito wrap.
Exactly.
There you go.
Flexible.
There you go.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.